call yesterday about that thing you had on the news about the pesticides in food.
Uh-huh.
We had a thing up here a couple years ago with a solid waste district. They compost. They sell their own compost from all the Burlington area.
Right.
And it started killing gardens. It started killing all these people's vegetable gardens. So they started testing the stuff, and they found it was perchlorid or perchloram, which is the same kind of herbicide, pesticide, whatever.
Right.
And it had come through horses. It had gone through the horses, through the grain, and into the compost, and it was still so powerful it killed everybody's gardens.
Whoa.
So they had to reimburse everybody. So anyways, they kept testing for this stuff, Tom, and where do you think they found the highest levels afterwards after they de-seed the horse manure? The highest levels they found was coming in from pizza crust that was composted from the surrounding schools.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And I could not believe it. I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're poisoning the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, we,
anything.
Yeah, we had a guest on last week who was saying we're going to see autism rates.
I can't hear you, Tom. If you're there, I guess I'm going to have to.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Occasionally our phones get a little flaky. I'm sorry you can't hear me, but and it's funny. It seems to happen close to three. But yeah, we had a guest on earlier in the week who was saying that by 2030, I think, or 2035, that half of the kids being born right now will be autistic because of all these poisons that are in our food supply and in our lives. I mean, you know, you could look at thimerosal in the vaccines. Bobby Kennedy has written a great book about that. But, you know, she was pointing to glyphosate, also known as Roundup, and other chemicals in the food supply, pesticides, herbicides, things like this that are, you know, and pesticides in particular, because most pesticides are neurotoxins. They disrupt insects. They kill insects by disrupting their nervous systems. And guess who has a nervous system? We do. So anyway,